came out of there feeling better, and the problem was before she went in. She didn't feel well before she went in. When she came out, she was on the other side of the problem. She was like, I feel like what you've been living with this at 70% of yourself, not knowing it.
That's exactly what they told me.
Right. Cause you,
They said that 90% of the people in the world have... If you've got high blood pressure, and I know Aunt Cecilia was on high blood pressure pills twice a day,
yeah.
That what happened with me was they should have increased milligram of my blood pressure pills. They did not. My general practitioner did not. So many times my blood pressure ran high. And it is those type
That's
of...
That's damaging to the overall plumbing. Let's just call it plumbing. And you got little areas where, you know...
Yes.
They got to reinforce
my fear,
it.
So my fear has been, oh my goodness, you know, stents and all, and I know, but see, Aunt Cecilia also had heart. What they told me is that my heart is that of a 30-year-old. My heart is almost like it's been in a time capsule.
Wow.
This situation has not affected my heart. It's just the aorta that feeds the blood to it.
Right. My mom had a problem with her heart. The heart muscle. That's why she needed the
thing. Monitoring.
Well, I'm sure because she wasn't on proper medication for so long, what you have, she was more foregone than you.
In fact, that is where that's why it has taken them so long. Because they usually put a stent in at 6.7 centimeters, bulging. My aorta aneurysm is at 5.5.
Right.
And they were trying to decide whether or not to put me on meds and watch it. And I went, I'm not going to watch any, I don't want to watch because you have so many restrictions. You can't lift anything over 30 pounds. Well, hell, Lily weighs 30
First
pounds.
Of all, it's not a watching situation. Because
it's
if it
not,
goes and you're not in the hospital, then there's no...
If you're not, and that's another thing they've told me, you know, you don't even almost get an opportunity to dial 911.
Exactly.
Which is what I have always believed Ernest happened on to see that morning.
That's what I think.
I really do. I believe that
I think it was signs and everything. And he didn't say anything. I think the signs of her being in distress, and he didn't say nothing.
And she didn't know any better because she's childlike and, you know, depending on him. And they were in the midst of financial trauma. And there was just one more issue that he and or she chose not to take on, and they ignored it. What happened with me was we had one large snowstorm, baby.
I
went to shovel the snow off my front porch maybe the middle of January. And I took two shovels of that wet snow, which is dangerous, but I've done it before. And I shoveled, because you know I live alone. I gotta talk low because I'm not supposed to be on the phone. I shoveled two shovels. My heart began beating out of my chest.
Mm.
And by me living alone, it scared me. I thought to myself, I'm gonna pass out in this front yard, face down in this snow, and not a soul will know that I'm out here. I dropped the shovel and came into the house and sat down. And as soon as I sat down, the pounding stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at that point I said, you know, Diane, you're overweight. You're 10, 11 pounds overweight, blah, blah.
That's
Maybe
not.
You do need to do some exercising. But something was nagging me, baby, in the back of my head because I kept saying, that should not have happened because I shoveled that driveway before. And just because I'm 69 doesn't, age means nothing. So I went and made a preliminary exam, and that's what they found, what I have. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, they're going to do the stent. And you see, my fear was Aunt Cecilia did not know whether the stent or her heart was bothering her. And I think that's because Aunt Cecilia, I don't know. And I didn't want to talk to Uncle Lawrence about it because I didn't want... Oh, crap.
I know.
Hold on for a second. I'm not supposed to be on the phone.
Okay, I figured that, but I had to call
hold
you.
Hold on for a second.
Hi, honey.
What was going on with Aunt Cecilia? But I had said to myself, I need to just do this because... The uncertain living alone it has major changes that you've got to do. You've got to take into consideration because there's nobody in that house but me and the dogs.
Yep.
And the thing of you can't lift this, and if you begin, and what is to my advantage is they said to me, "Do you smoke?" I said, "I've never smoked anything, not even grass. I ain't smoked nothing." No. And then they said, "Well, it is your blood. It usually happens to men." And or people who smoke, and you usually have symptoms when you're at 5.5. I have had nothing, no pains, except for that one time.
Well, you feel winded quickly. I have a feeling my mom went out. My dad said she went out to get the paper. She walked down the steps. She came back up the steps. I didn't see this. This is what he said, and probably that was the exertion you're talking about, but. You don't want to live like that, where you can't go down the steps and up the steps, and you're checking out.
Mm-mm. Right, and not only and in the house by myself.
No.
I began when I got the reading, I began thinking about all the times that I had gone to the market, groceries, and got tired walking up and down the aisle. Ernest, I have been alone my entire life. So there have been things that I have done, opted to do, that none of my female friends would do. If I want a china closet, move from one end of my basement to the other, I lay it down on a rug and drag it. Oh, crap.
Right.
They're going to make me get off the phone.
Oh, do you have your cell phone?
I can't get a signal in this hospital.
No.
I cannot get
a signal. I sent you a text first.
Huh?
I sent you a text first because I didn't want to call you at the hospital.
I have two texts pending from 6 o'clock this morning. I've been in here since February 15th.
No.
And I struggle. The only time I can get a text out is like 3 o'clock in the morning. And that's because it's a concentrated area where everybody's texting. People have sent me text, and I have yet to get them, and they call me on the phone.
Do they have a Wi-Fi connection?
I'm on the Wi-Fi.
All right. Then you need mobile data. WhatsApp works on Wi-Fi. WhatsApp. That's the only thing that'll work on Wi-Fi. You can make a call like you're calling on a regular on WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Yep. Everyone uses it.
But the problem that I have is I can't even download.
Oh.
I can't.
You're on the Wi-Fi and you can't download?
No, I can't do anything. In this hospital, I can't do anything. I believe that they are controlling. Well, no, I don't necessarily believe that either. In a hospital, you've got mass people sipping out of the same cup. We're all on iNova guest, I-N-O-V-A, you know, G-U-E-S-T. We're all on that. The password, you just click on it, and I'm connected.
So what can you get with that?
That's the only thing we have.
What?
Huh?
Can you get Google?
I can get Google, but I cannot get, I've not tried to download anything.
Try to get into your app store. I think it's an app store, and WhatsApp should be there.
Okay.
You can make calls, regular calls. Like I don't even make regular calls anymore. It's always WhatsApp. You can send pictures, everything. It's seamless.
All right, I'll try that.
Yeah.
I'll do that in the morning. So what's happened is, I have known for a while on all of these things. Ernest, it was a thing of disbelief. The day that I got the reading, the preliminary reading, I literally laid in the bed all day. I was immobilized.
Oh, wow.
I was traumatized.
Yeah.
And because I all of these, you know, you go on Google. At that time, I was home. One is good, one is bad, one is a horror story, but they all say if you catch it early. And that is where I am. Because I'm at 5.5 and the bursting increases at when you get to 6.6.
Mm-hmm.
So they were telling me, we'll just wait.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the vascular team tell me, we need to go in there. But we've got the heart team saying she's only at 5.5.
Uh-huh.
And so they've been duking it out for since I came here, the 15th. And they finally decided they were going to do something. They just didn't know what it was. And when they came in here and told me that they're going to watch me, I said, no, you can't. No, there is no watching. Now, if you're not going to, because I need to have this surgery, I need to get this fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other thing I had where Aunt Cecilia used to complain that this stent that they put on her, Aunt Cecilia also had a hernia.
Yes.
And your mom, bless her heart, love her to death, a lot of times Aunt Cecilia would be talking about one thing, meaning another.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that she was. And so Aunt Cecilia was the only person that I ever knew that had an abdominal aorta aneurysm. And I suspect that's what happened to my beloved aunt that morning. So I was traumatized under that. But then I also know that the restrictions that would be placed on me, I can't live with not knowing, because they don't know how fast it will grow. I'm
right.
At 5.5. Go ahead, Sophia.
I said, right. A lot of it depends on your blood pressure. It's
right.
Controlling the
and
pressure.
So that's exactly what. So that's what the heart team was saying. She's only at 5.5. Let's put her on an increased blood pressure. Let's get this blood pressure under control and watch her. The vascular team is saying, yeah, but we don't know when she got to 5.5. It could have happened in January.
Mm-hmm. Look, you wouldn't let a
16 years ago.
You wouldn't see your car with a loose pipe with steam coming out and say, I'll just wait until the pipe come off. That you wouldn't do that. But why are we doing that with our bodies?
So, and so what I did, I was the one that said, was advocate for myself. I said, I'm not waiting. Now, it's either going to be done here,
mm-hmm.
or I will find someplace else, but I am not, there is no wait and see moment for this. I'm at 5.5. So I told them, I said, I live alone, and I don't want that uncertainty. So then they tell me all of the horrors that, well, you know, when you have surgery, you could have this, that, and that. And I go, I know, but the scary unknowns are worse, or not as bad as I know what could happen. I could be sitting in a chair like my aunt, my baby, aunt, my beloved Aunt Cecilia, and 1 second be here and the next second be gone.
And tomorrow, and Grandma?
I think it's running in the family.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it is. Mommy had a heart murmur. Aunt Cecilia had a heart murmur. Aunt Cecilia had an abdominal aortic aneurysm. Kitty had something wrong with her, and I don't know what happened to Lenny. You know Sylvia. Sylvia has breast cancer.
I know.
Did you know that? So, you know, we got some medical things that we have to stay on top. And I told Risa and I told Aaron, this company that we have, a company down here that's called First Line Screening. It is $150 where you get seven or eight. They go from auditoriums to gymnasiums to church basements. They set up tables. You pay $150 and you go. You don't have to have insurance. $150, they test you, your cholesterol, your bone density, and you just go to table to table. And I do this every other year. This year I did it, and when I went in, the guy said to me, "Do you have any other concerns?" This was after my January trying to shovel snow. And I said, "You know, as a matter of fact, I had a scare where I was shoveling snow and my heart started beating a mile a minute." Well, he scolded me. He said, "Miss, at 69, you should not be shoveling snow. But hell, I also know that I live by myself, so who's going to do it?" But he said to me, the closest test we have to checking your heart is our aorta test. And I went in there, the little technician put the Vaseline jelly stuff on the, whatever you call it, tube, that, you know, the little little gun. She was standing there scraping my stomach. Whoa. And then all of a sudden, here comes another woman. And then there's another woman.
Oh.
And it frightened me. They were calling in, she was calling people to come in and see if what she saw was real. And I'm laying on the table. And it only cost me $40 more. And so, long story short, they take forever to give you your reading. They tell you while you're there, "We saw no abnormalities. We saw no abnormality. I don't have diabetes. The only thing I have is high blood pressure." And then she said to me, "Your bone density is okay. Your sugar is okay. But we've seen a quasi abnormality in your stomach." And she said, "If you begin to feel bad or weak-legged," which I know I'm seeing, told me a couple of times about how she almost passed out weak-legged, she said, "Get to the emergency room immediately. Do not wait." But I'm not supposed to be telling you this because she's just a technician.
Right.
And she said that doctors have to look at this. And she said, "Unfortunately, it takes us forever."
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm telling you preliminarily, we see something there. And if you get this symptom, get to the emergency room. So for the 2 weeks that I was waiting for exactly what it was, I was in a depressed.
Of course.
What's wrong with me? And then when I got the thing, I had all green markings. Everything was normal. And on this last page was this big red.
Oh, shit.
And I went, "What the hell?" So I made an appointment, but I never made it. I'm here in the hospital. Going to have the proceeding done tomorrow. Risa, I called Uncle Laura. I was torn.
I know.
I didn't know whether to tell Uncle Lawrence, but I also felt that I owed him the respect.
Yeah.
So the last time I dialed his number, I said to myself, "It's got to be a reason I'm not supposed to tell Uncle Lawrence." And I said, "Ernest, I can talk to."
Okay.
Well, when I dialed your number, I got your voicemail,
and
that's when I left you the message.
I'm glad you did, because I wouldn't have. I get so many robocalls and stuff. So let me look.
Tell me about
shoot,
it.
It's Diane. Okay.
Yeah. Strange number, and it didn't. I don't even think it says hospital, does it?
No, it says
Yep. It should just. I don't know what it says, but I know.
Inova Health System.
Well, that's a hospital.
Yeah.
I'm at Inova.
I know.
It's International Northern Virginia.
Okay.
N-O, it's I-N-O-V-A, N-O-V-A. So that's where I am. 3 o'clock tomorrow, I will have this stent put on this bulge to close it off, and then I will take it from there. There are naturally uncertainties, but the major uncertainty I'm hoping to eliminate, which is
exactly
drop dead.
Exactly.
There's no other way for me to put it. You know,
that is not, there's no, like when you're, in terms of like a logic chain, there's only one way, there's no like fuzzy logic with that. There's no like, well, maybe you could and do, no.
Well, what's happened is because I'm really, actually, Ernest, I'm not even at the surgery stage. There's certain centimeters.
I got it, I used to know the numbers. My mom had something like 5 at 3 they're concerned. She had five or an 8 year. That's it. Or something crazy. It was crazy.
Right. That's what I'm telling you. Five. That's what I am. I'm 5.5. They generally do not operate in the five.
Right.
When you come past five into six, into seven, and then definitely at eight, they are operating. That's where the holdup has been. I just kicked over into, I'm basically in the, well, we really should just watch it stage.
Right.
And because I'm nowhere near six, but technically I am, 5.5 is over.
Look, you don't want to get to the point where your health is declining while they're trying to get you to a certain size. That doesn't make sense either. And you have to use your own logic. We can't trust their logic. It's not, that logic never worked for us. I bet you if you were Becky, from you, they would have, oh, yeah, no, we could stent. Yeah, yeah, we got to repair you. You, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, oh, maybe. Let me look at all kinds of angles to save money. No.
And so what happened was, I was the one that said, it's either going to be here, or some, I'm not waiting.
Right.
Because they kept saying, well, your blood pressure is what's done it, because you don't smoke, and you're not a male. It's your blood pressure that's done it. You should have had your blood pressure increased. Your milligrams should have been increased. And I said, well, it wasn't.
I think it's pretty routine, like, despite, and it's easy for me to say, I'm not where you are. However, what I know of that, my mom walked out the same day. She walked out. She had surgery. You know, walked her in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 5 hours later, I don't know what it was.
It's long, because they go in your groin.
Right.
They go in both sides of your groin, down there where your coochie hairs are on women. Jesus. You know, down there where your pubic hair is.
Thank you for the visual. Thanks.
And then they go up. That's where that is. That.
Oh, yeah.
That's where, and they put a, for no other way, they wrap a blanket around it so that it cannot expand.
She had like a Kevlar. And it was a Kevlar. I think.
And it's got a metal. It's a Teflon, or it's a thick.
It was Kevlon. Kevlar.
Kevlon.
What they use for the space shuttle.
And then it's got a wire that zigzags in it, but it's not metal.
Mm-hmm.
It's silver looking. It's a reinforcement.
Right. Give it room to breathe and.
Yes.
But not to.
And so they showed it to me, and but like I said, the holdup has been, well, she's not at six anything. She's 5.
Now, you said you had two.
I have two. I have one up at the top of my chest. I'm talking loud. They're going to cut my phone off. One up at the top of my chest and one in my stomach.
And they're going to do both?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They have to. And what's ironic, the one that's in my stomach is 4.1.
Oh, that's the small one.
That's small.
You would have think it's the other way around.
Yep. But they're going to do both. I told them, I want both done.
Wow.
I want both done. I don't want it stopping the Teflon meshy thing to stop midway just because the bulge down there is 4.1. And this is what I'm saying. Neither one of my aneurysms are at surgery stage.
Right.
That's why they wanted to watch it. Because I'm at 5.1 for the big one. And I'm at, I'm sorry, 5.5 for the big one. And 4.1.
You could keep repeating that, and it'll still not make sense to me. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
As I said, if your car had a hose that was leaking steam, coolant, you wouldn't wait until you, like, and I believe that is the disparity in healthcare. Just like in policing and everything else. Look, you don't want to, you heard about the 1619 project?
No.
All right, it's basically the basis of CRT, the critical race theory.
No, I don't.
Well, you don't want to read that until you're fully recovered. because then you would look, you'll start to look things different. Like, you know, I'm like, well, do we need to do that with her? And maybe we can watch. Meanwhile, the next person coming with the same thing you come in. Oh, we gotta get this done right away. Really? So how come I could wait? How come I could wait? Oh, black women don't feel pain? Is that what you?
That's what you're talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was what I was up against.
Yep.
I personally feel.
Exactly.
What are you going to do? Well, you can go on vitamin. Listen to this. You can take vitamins that can strengthen your wall. Have you heard that? Calcium will.
Look, this
when a patient has heart surgery and they've had a week, they will, after the surgery, they put you on
absolutely
high dose calcium.
Absolutely.
To make that
that's after the surgery. After.
That's after the, yeah,
these people don't have the. I just have a bigger. When they say it's systemic, it goes all the way through, like,
everywhere.
Anything you could think of, any way, employment. Mm-hmm. They just had a report out on the news about African Americans in corporate America and how they're not faring well. They're being stressed out. Elon Musk is allowing people to call they're separating bodies and calling the one room with the blacks the jungle room, and then like. And they allowing people to call people niggas and all that in Tesla.
Yeah, that's on the news.
And that's Tesla.
Decades ago.
That's,
did you hear where they said that was that was on MSNBC?
It wasn't decades. You ain't that old.
Right.
He's not that old.
They claimed that that is an old. I saw it. They claimed that that was an old crime that they already paid out, you know, paid to squash it. You know, they paid contingency.
I got
you
it.
Know, people,
a class action. To shut it down.
The class action suit. They paid it out already, and the.
So we're good.
For this group said, no, this is not an old one. Y'all are being sued again.
Mm-hmm.
This is new.
Because his thing was, if someone calls you a nigger, just have the person apologize and just like move on. What?
No, we always are supposed to be getting over. Always supposed to get over something. Did you see where they got separate bathrooms?
No, I didn't see that.
Just like
are you kidding me?
Separate workrooms. It's just like it was in the 1950s.
Oh my God!
In Georgia.
In Georgia, right now. What?
Yeah, they still they got problems down there.
They got some.
That's why Daddy. You know, I always like warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to tell Daddy when he was alive that when I'm moving south, and Daddy said,
he would laugh at you.
Not,
yeah.
Because you will be hanging from a damn tree.
Absolutely.
You do not have the personality.
No, you're
those
way too
raised to be subservient.
I have a white friend who is like a man. She doesn't look like a man. She used to be a model, but her mouth is unfiltered. Mm-hmm. She says whatever comes out. Hey, man, why you do something so stupid? She moved to North Carolina, and the guys were like, "Look, young lady, you know you're new down here, but you know we don't talk that way to men." Like they were like she got a like training days type thing. She doesn't belong down there. She gonna get herself killed down there.
Daddy said you got to be raised south in order to be able to put up with that. It's a mindset that
a slavery mindset. Said,
huh?
A slavery mindset. That's what that is.
Yeah, call it slave mentality. You'll be hanging from a tree within a month.
Yep.
You'll be hanging from a tree, one way or another. They're either gonna run your ass off the road, or they're gonna find you in a field somewhere, or it's the first time somebody calls you a nigger. You're going to get, and then that's going to be your ass.
Yep.
And he said, you cannot move. If you want to move somewhere, move to the Caribbean where there are black people and it's warm. But you cannot move Texas, Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia.
Exactly,
you
Texas.
Cannot move down there. And he said, and don't even drive down there.
No. No. All of my friends, black friends that have driven down there have not made it back incident free. It's always
right.
Something.
I spent a day in jail. They threatened, and that Virginia too. They threatened. Yeah. She's got two kids in the car. They claim she did something, and that they and told her they could lock her up right in front of her kids.
They drag you out.
Why are you doing that?
And it also depends on the car. Danny drives, the guy that brought me up to Aunt Cecilia's funeral.
Yeah.
Danny's got all kinds of cars. He's a car nut.
Yeah.
And he's got about 8 cars parked in his driveway from Lexus to whatever. And every time he said...
They don't like that.
One police officer pulled him over and said, "Nigga, where you get that car from?"
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And don't let your registration be late or you've not had your driver's license on you.
You're going straight.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's alive and well.
I know that I've got to get off this phone because my nurse has already come to the door
twice. Okay.
And told,
I'm just glad I got through to you because you were probably like, damn, this nigga didn't even call me back.
What about no, I didn't think that at all.
I didn't notice the number. I'm going to be starting work again in 2 hours. I got 1 hour sleep. Because we're up Saturday 19th, we go live.
And that's Saturday.
That's Saturday.
That's right, tomorrow.
And it's the black church. We're having a doctor talk about liver cancer.
I am so proud of you. What did your cousin tell you? Did I not tell you?
You did.
Just wait a minute.
But I almost started to this job for programming. They wanted to pay me like $60 an hour.
Remember, you told me that you felt that they were short. Remember to me, Ernest.
Yes.
That you thought that they were taking advantage of you because they were not paying you as much as you knew you were worth.
No, that's someone else. That's the other client I had that owes me $715 and gave me $200.
Oh.
$200 yesterday, and nothing today, and they know I'm having problems paying my rent. But those problems, they're gonna give me $5,000 at the end of the month for maybe 2 weeks work, and then I think I'm gonna be billing them. I don't know. I gotta work that out. But at least I know I have that coming.
You are in control.
Oh my God.
And if your cousin doesn't make it off the table tomorrow, which is me, I'll either see you on this side, maybe, or I'll see you on the other side. But I'm telling you, you have the skills. I know that you have been discouraged. I know that you are not being encouraged.
No.
I understand that. Okay, my point I'm making is I'm telling you, you can do this.
I know that. I just needed a break. I needed a break.
I know. You got your break.
And
get off the phone.
Okay.
I gotta get off the phone.
But WhatsApp, WhatsApp. Download WhatsApp because you can make calls like any other calls. It literally looks up the numbers you have and matches them up with people who are also on WhatsApp. You just dial.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Oh, I love you.
Love you. I don't want to hear all that. I'll see you. Right. Call me when you're in recovery. I don't want to hear that.
All right.
All right.
Love you.
All right. Love you. Bye-bye.